You don't trust me to use that?
No.
Don't touch my saw. Don't touch any of my tools ever.
Don't ever drive.
Yeah, I've put. I've spent more money on tools than you have on your laptop.
Sure.
Don't ever touch them. Don't ever use them.
To this.
How much was that?
$2,700.
Okay.
Cost of this watch.
You don't know how to. You don't know how to use it. You don't know how to work it.
I know how to use a laptop. No, I don't know how to edit.
Well enough. You're gonna break it,
bro.
Gavin, my heart would be so broken if you broke my computer and had to give me $2,700.
His computer's only $2,700. His heart is priceless.
But Gavin, you know what you could do instead of breaking mine and replacing it is buy your own.
I don't need to buy my own if I have yours to use.
And you don't need to break mine and replace it. We're saying the same thing.
Okay, fine. He can use it, but he can't break it. Deal?
Deal.
Okay, perfect.
You really think I'm going to break it?
No, but I don't like.
No,
he types too hard.
But
his fingers are gonna go right through.
Want people to use it?
Here, I met this guy that was the fastest typer of all time.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's a useless skill.
Yeah. All right.
He's I mean, like hack into the mainframe. I only have 10 seconds.
You can only hack into the fastest typer.
That's the only thing he can hack into.
What can your computer do that,
crazy.
Like, that, why can't I use it?
Yeah. Answer.
It's what can you do to it?
Yeah, what can I do to it?
I don't know. You spill.
What oh, has been.
Drinking a Red Bull. This editing's so fun.
Parker, I don't drink
this
Red Bull.
This editing's so fun.
Boom. Yeah.
Hammer. He loves construction. He's going to start hitting it with a hammer.
Like, oh. I can fix it.
Oh, it's broken. I can fix it. Boom, boom, boom.
What do you think I'm going to do?
I don't know.
What could possibly...
Yeah, me neither.
What could he possibly
but,
do?
Like, I'm not leaving this for, like, youth group. You're going to have to get ProPresenter. Like, I'll give you the files on your computer. You have ProPresenter on there.
Why can't I use it? My seat. You're not taking it on vacation.
I am.
Why?
No, you're not.
Because it's awesome. And I'm going to watch the Duck game on the dang plane.
Oh, with that? You're going to drop it out of the airplane.
Take it's your iPad. Break.
No, this thing sucks. It dies so fast. See, it's already dead.
What do you know? 99% battery. I've been using it for 2 hours. Parker, you... Well, Parker, you're getting married really soon.
Yep.
How long till you're married?
39 days.
39 days. Wow.
Hope nothing terrible happens.
39 days till Mariah's suffering begins. Parker will never let her use any of his stuff. It's our stuff. No, it's my stuff.
It's my
it was
stuff.
My stuff first. Always been my stuff. See, I say that
Gavin,
jokingly.
Gavin, I'm not marrying you.
I say that jokingly to Hannah all the time. Be like, oh, actually, that's mine.
Yeah.
That's she's so like, oh, well, so these funny. Things are mine. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, no, your oh, makeup. No.
The vases and stuff.
Okay, fine.
No
I won't
joke.
Use the
things
mason
in the
jars.
Kitchen. She's like, well, these things are mine. I'm like, okay, it's fine.
Cool. Use them. I don't want
the
them.
The tools are mine. See, it's fine.
Gavin, but, that sounds like a really healthy marriage.
But Parker is going to be like, Mariah, listen, this is my car. This is my furniture, my TV, my Xbox.
You know what's crazy?
You can.
You know
never
what's crazy? We're hanging
it.
Out today.
Because you're going
to
break
she
it.
She said something about like, oh, when we go take your car to the car wash next. And I was like, hey, hey, our car.
No.
And she was like, oh, what?
Wow. You guys, round of applause for Parker.
Oh my goodness. We got a progressive king over here.
Yeah. It's actually our car, babe. Don't even worry.
No, I'm saying
it.
It's just funny that you said that I'm going to not do that when I made the opposite joke today.
It's actually hilarious that you say that. Because I'm not going to do anything that you just said.
Gavin, just buy, get your to Best Buy and buy a laptop.
Buy a $2,700 laptop.
Parker, it's a great laptop.
The tools I use make me money. All right?
Yeah.
What, this tool
if
that
you would
use,
put in more effort, then this could make us money.
Parker, we've recorded twice so far. We've deleted them because you did not talk. You have no energy.
Gavin, and then look what I have now.
And then you get fired up with Red
Thanks
Bull.
Thanks to our latest sponsor.
We thank Red Bull for sponsoring the podcast. 8.4 ounces of
we
Red
sure
Bull
do.
Energy.
More like 8.4 ounces of gold.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Just watch me pour this out. It's pure gold.
Pour it out on his laptop. It'll actually make his laptop stronger. Parker's weakness is his mind. Red Bull's weakness is nothing.
Not the mind.
It's strengthening the mind. It's appreciated worldwide by athletes, busy professionals, college students, and travelers on long.
Wait trainers. A second. Ask me if you can borrow my laptop.
Parker, can I borrow your laptop?
No.
Drink wait, the Red Bull.
Ask me again.
Wait, he's
just a second.
Wait for him to drink the Red Bull.
Parker, can I borrow your laptop?
No.
Dang it. Man, Parker is just too difficult.
The Red Bull wings got to my brain, and it showed me all the terrible possibilities of you using it. It's really bad. I'm not even going to describe it. It's so bad.
You guys, never ask Parker for a favor. Mm-mm. He's going to say no because it's his.
It's my favor.
It's his favor. He doesn't want you to use it. He thinks you're going to break it and break his heart. Parker, who? Man, yeah. What broke your heart?
No, ask the question. Yeah.
What broke your heart that made you like this? What made you this way?
Just if I, the only thing that I'll like loan or like borrow.
Is this
somebody,
about last night? We play dang PUBG one round. Yeah, Parker and I are driving in a car, okay, towards the ops, and I run into a car square. So physics would be that the car stopped, not that it starts rolling seven times on its side.
Guess what happened?
It rolled seven times.
What do you know?
He got stuck on his head.
It didn't roll seven times. It hit the car and flipped over.
It rolled.
Here's what happened.
Knocks Gavin out of the vehicle.
Parker were riding in a vehicle. They were riding by themselves. All of a sudden, they saw the whole enemy squad. Gavin panicked.
So Gavin, look, they're
flipped
up there.
The car, killed Parker, killed himself.
No, Parker.
My dad lagged out of the game, so it was just me versus five.
And then
people.
You died, and somehow
Parker got knocked. I killed one of the ops. I killed Isaiah, and then the other one got me because the car didn't give me.
We lost
coverage.
Two games all night. That was one of them.
Mm-hmm. And so sabotage. Parker's upset, thinking I'm going to break everything just like I broke a car in a video game.
You're going to flip his laptop.
In a video. You know how many times I saved his life in that game? Thousands. No, look, yeah. I just kicked the camera.
Nice, dude.
Didn't break it, though.
What do you know? Still intact.
Wow, look at that.
You don't loan out things that you wouldn't be okay with getting absolutely demolished.
You loaned your heart to Mariah.
It's been just fine.
See?
Mariah demolished his heart.
I'd be okay if she did.
Jeez.
Wow. Okay, well, that's cool. You're never going to borrow anything of mine.
Gavin, come on. Just don't be like this.
I'll let you borrow all my stuff. You can borrow anything of mine. Anything you want. Always well, have, always you. Will. Because Parker, my treasures are not kept on earth where rust and moth can destroy it.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
But they're laid up in heaven, so.
That was bars.
No rusty moth.
Parker's treasures are right here.
His laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Don't touch it.
This is one of my treasures. <Don't
touch it. laughs> Wow. Okay, well, so Parker, we've learned a lot of things today, you know. The Gas Boys podcast is a
great
podcast.
Let me pray about it. Let me pray about it. Not right now, but
oh, okay. I'll get back to it.
Yeah, just to pray about it.
That's just a prayer right there.
Right. I respect. Offer it up to the Lord. See what he says.
I'm trying to think of... never mind.
Is there anything you wouldn't let me borrow, Christian?
I was about to think about that. I don't...
Can I borrow your car?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
I've loaned a car before...
Your car is way more expensive.
I know, but it's a car.
How many laptops are broken a day versus how many cars are wrecked a day? What's the statistic?
What are those ratios? Can you look up?
It can't be.
Parker's not even using the only tool that he has.
Cars to laptops.
Won't even look in.
He doesn't want to type into it. It might break.
I don't want to break it.
I will let you borrow. I don't think I have anything that's worth that much. Yeah. You can borrow whatever.
Oh, my gosh. How often do people break laptops? Between 3 and 7 years.
How often do people wreck their car?
Between 3 and 7 years.
No, that's saying how often people replace their laptops.
Oh, because they're outdated.
Funny enough, there's no stat on how often laptops get smashed.
Yeah, because they don't get smashed very often. Unless they're stolen. So, Parker, don't make me steal your laptop and destroy it.
Gavin, come on.
That's the only way I'm getting my paws on it.
If I want to take it with me, I'm going to take it with me. But if I decide I don't want to take it with me, then you can use it.
Wow.
Oh,
guys,
perfect.
Progress.
Wow.
Progress. That's something.
I don't even know how to use it.
I don't know how to use any of the software.
Exactly. So
I
it's
asked you
be
to
useless
teach me,
to you.
But you said it's not worth it because I'd have to buy my own laptop. So if you want to learn anything from Parker, don't worry about it.
Have to buy
He'll make
your own.
You pay for all the expensive stuff, and you can learn on your own equipment.
There's... MacBook in the
wow, there's a Mac Mini in there
in
wow,
the so church. Cool. I downloaded this software on there, so You can use that.
Mm. How do I record everything?
Your phone.
Audio.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, true. You guys would be cooked without this.
Wow.
What a conundrum.
Haven't we recorded without Parker before?
Yeah, when he broke his face.
Yeah, but it was in a studio when he was still around. He wasn't gone. He was just hanging out. Yeah.
It was a Mac Mini. No, Mac Air.
MacBook Air.
Woohoo.
Turn into a dove or a pigeon or something.
Ah, let's talk about something crazy. I don't know what ChatGPT has for us. We can't fall back on that every time. Let's take a look. I feel like something insane's happened in the past week, but I can't even think
the
about
it. Oregon Ducks.
Oh, well, let me talk about something weird.
Okay.
In political.
Yeah.
We need to do a political segment.
Weirdly political. It's like with the Gas Boys.
Gas Boys Politics.
Bum, bum, ba, la. Welcome back, everybody.
Politics.
Aurora, Colorado.
Okay.
Any bells?
Aurora Borealis. That's the only thing I know Aurora from.
Okay. Parker, you don't? Look it up on your precious MacBook. See what it says.
Look it up on your precious.
Aurora, Colorado. So I don't know much about the situation, to be honest. Just what I've seen on like Instagram.
Beautiful. It's a municipality in Colorado.
Beautiful municipality. Know. Don't read any headlines. I want to describe the situation and see if it's accurate. There is a apartment complex slash multiple. They don't know if it's just one or a few different ones that have been taken over, possessed by a Venezuelan gang that are now charging rent to their tenants. The landlords can't do anything about it. A bunch of armed men from Venezuela have taken over these apartment buildings. The police can't do anything about it. Too many guns. The FBI is not doing anything about it. The military is not doing anything about it. It's been like
Joe
a
Byron
week,
isn't.
And Venezuelan gang has taken over the apartment complex. People are paying, tenants are paying the gang their rent money, and they're just armed patrolling the building. The whole first floor windows and doors are boarded up. Like, they've just taken over this complex, and I believe that there's multiple now. Like, it's spread to multiple different apartment complexes in Aurora, Colorado. And they're just like, no one's doing anything about it. They're just like, oh, too many guns. That's the police population. Can't do anything. And they're not escalating it to, like, federal protection. So they're cooked, and the Venezuelans with guns are eating everybody. Nothing we can do about it.
Looks like it's in, like, yeah, it's near Denver.
Yeah. I did hear something about that last week, or this last week, a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have much detail except for the local authorities didn't even really know what was going on.
Yeah, lying. Too
or whatever.
Much, too scared.
That's
too many
insane.
Venezuelans.
Fox News, Aurora police react to alleged Venezuelan gang presence at apartments. Quote, have not taken over.
When was that?
That was August 31st, so 2 days
that
ago.
That was, yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't really know much about what's going on. Let's ask ChatGPT.
So we need to...
In Aurora, Colorado...
Head over there. And free them.
They're saying... Now, this is even more alleged than what I just said. But
you want to listen to this?
They're saying that the Hells Angels...
Yeah.
Motorcycle gang... Everybody's saying that they're, like, bringing all the Hells Angels in to Colorado... Not people are bringing them in, but like the Hells Angels are like, we're going to go
take care of it,
which would be the sickest gang war of all time.
Oh my
Hells
gosh.
Angels driving there, like 1,000 of them, and just free this apartment building. That's just like speculation. That's what a bunch of people are saying. There's like videos online of like they're driving towards Colorado. And they're like not confirming or like this one dude said that they were just going to like swing by or we're just going to pop in, like being super like vague about what they're doing. So that's even more
Holy
legend
smokes.
Than the whole thing. But so, that's like a bunch of rumors that Hell's Angels are, mobile going towards Aurora.
For several weeks, making contacts with the residents, reassuring them about the criminal activity that's happening here and how we're going to address it. We're out here. We want to reassure the people that live in this community that we are actively investigating criminal activity that's happening and listening to them so that we can learn anything that we're missing. You know, what are we missing and actually find out what exactly is going on.
Oh my gosh, these people are idiots.
We're out here because we care. I mean, nobody should be wearing this uniform if they don't care. And we want the residents and the people that live here to know that we care. We've been talking to the residents here and learning from them to find out what exactly is going on. And there's definitely a different picture. I'm not saying that there's not gang members that don't live in this community, but what we're learning out here is that gang members have not taken over this complex.
We've really made an effort to the last few days to just really ask the specific questions or the direct questions in terms of the gang activity and who's actually making sure that people aren't paying rent to gang leaders or gang members, that's not happening. And we've discovered here today and yesterday talking to, you know, so many residents that that's not the case. We've been talking about, and they've been sincere with us. We really believe that they are.
Yeah, the gang members have been super sincere.
Yeah.
Guys, they really want us to know that they're not taking money.
What a crazy situation.
There's nobody I trust less.
Who put these people in charge?
And those people.
Seriously.
We're actively guys, looking we care. Into something like this. We care. We want people to know we care. We're not saying there's no gang members around here. But
the gang members said that they're being very nice.
Very nice gang.
And I know that's not what she said. She didn't say the gang members are being nice. You guys were not idiots. But the people that are in charge.
I'm sure the tenants are a little afraid. They speak out.
Yeah, and also, like, there was no testament from any of the tenants. It was just, like, this chick saying, we talked to them, and they said that they're having fun.
Yeah. They said they're having a great time.
Yeah, here. So I don't know. We've talked to them already.
I mean, they're being threatened to say that, and if they don't, they're going to die.
I think it's more likely that they're not, like, lying to this chick, but that there hasn't been, like, there's no way there's been extensive conversation with these. Why haven't they interviewed any of the tenants, like, on television?
On the ground.
Like,
why has nobody, if there's no threat there?
Why has nobody heard an interview with the tenants there, like, and what they're actually saying? I don't know, really weird
situation.
You
think you guys would be good detectives?
Bro, I would love to.
You know, the state of
the, was not the
country.
He would not be.
He'd be a good politician.
The state of the country is in great condition when you have to rely on gangs from other states to come free citizens.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yep.
He's talking about the Hells Angels.
Right.
H.A.
Parker didn't use, he didn't understand. He didn't use his laptop to look that up and say, explain what Gavin just said to me.
He loves his laptop. He didn't. I love my laptop.
Did you hear the question?
He said, would you guys be good detectives?
I feel like you would be all over that.
I thought you just said you guys would be good detectives.
No, would you guys?
Yeah.
Do you think you'd be good detectives?
I would love to be a good detective.
Yes.
That's fun. Been watching Breaking Bad again. Oh my gosh.
That would be better than Hank.
Get out there.
Good show. Why does it make you want to be a detective?
Because it's just like
a lot of detection going on.
They're detecting so many things.
Yeah, Parker wants to find drugs.
Yeah, I want to find them.
I did get pulled over this week, so that was super cool.
Uh-oh.
Just a warning. But I really want to go on a ride along.
Mm-hmm. With a police officer?
Yeah, I don't know any cops around here, but you can just as a citizen go and sign up.
You could become a cop.
Right along. I know, but
why don't you become a cop?
I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah, me neither.
That's just, I would love to become a cop. That's what I wanted to do, was be a state trooper for a long time. It was, you know, kind of back and forth.
You wanted to be a marine biologist.
Yeah.
Now you want to be a nurse.
I want to be a lot of crazy things.
You wanted to be a marine and you wanted to be a biologist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that didn't work out because I knew it wouldn't, so.
Why not a cop?
I couldn't do it.
I don't know.
You see too many broken laptops. It would just be a lot for me.
What? Be devastation.
We're talking about... Oh. So much violence.
Wait, what? Where?
I don't know. I think it's not as much time away as a firefighter or a paramedic or that kind of stuff, but it's pretty intense, and I don't think... Maybe if I was single...
Do you think if you were a nurse, you could handle, like,
needles?
Yeah.
Putting needles in people's arms? Probably.
IVs.
I put it in cows before a lot.
A little different.
Let's not take that out of context.
Yeah. I don't even know. I put it in cows before. What was the question?
I've castrated cows, you know.
Really?
You band them. So this is going to get a little graphic. But here, let me paint a picture.
No.
So sometimes you band them. You just take when they're... have dropped. You take a band,
weird selector.
You put it on there and you close it, and basically this rubber band gets super tight over time, cuts off the circulation, and then they just fall off in the field somewhere.
All right.
The other way,
you go out and harvest them and make Rocky Mountain oysters.
Not like that.
Maybe not you.
To get Rocky Mountain oysters, you put them in a squeeze. You cut the bottom off.
I don't like them fresh.
You reach up in there. You grab them. And you pull them out. They don't have the same.
Oh.
That's the sound that the cows make when you do it. Their moo starts out super low, then it gets really high pitched.
Moo. But
Red Bull.
They don't have the same nervous system as humans. Okay, so it's not torture. It definitely.
That's what they
good.
Always say before yeah. they torture animals.
Animals can't feel pain.
But you cut off the bottom of the. Nope. You reach up in there.
It's a.
You grab them, the t-holes, and you pull them out. You gotta pull really
you
hard.
Grab you grab them. The
what do you? Okay, so you had to clarify that, but you had already mentioned you're cutting the bottom of the and then grabbing them. What do you think?
What else could you be grabbing?
What else could them?
I'm
be?
Just letting you know. You're not grabbing the outside. You're grabbing the old them
government
on the inside
name too.
And you're pulling them out. You put them in a bucket.
Bucket?
Yeah.
Huh? Have
people
you made,
do like to make Rocky Mountain oysters.
Yeah, that's. Yeah, it's true. They is that really, just straight up raw that they eat them?
No,
deep fried.
Yeah,
deep fried.
Fried them up.
Really good Bread for them. You. Very nutritious, actually.
Yeah, they're sure. Never had them.
Full of nutrients.
I didn't
love
actually
to try
eat
it.
The one time they kicked them up, I wasn't at work that day.
Oh, really? You missed that day?
I missed that day. Damn. Genuinely, I didn't get to try them.
Oh.
But I guess they taste like chicken nuggets.
You know what we got to do still?
Like chicken's nuggets.
Tastes like cow's nuggets. It's really good. We got to go to that comedy club in Jefferson.
Oh yeah,
yeah, we do. Let's find an evening.
Let's find an evening
to go in the next 2 weeks.
Friday night. It's my birthday.
Yep.
Parker's Texas bachelor party.
Texas.
We go to Jefferson.
Perfect.
With the boys that aren't going, perfect. So I'll go to the comedy club there.
Yes.
That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, fine. We'll
I'll
do
plan it.
Hooray!
Fine.
One of us has to go up there. Open mic.
Oh, we put our names into a bucket.
Oh my gosh.
I'd love to see like Noah, somebody out there.
I don't even know what he would say.
I don't know what I would say.
I don't know what I did. I thought about stand up comedy.
Did a minute.
And tried to write a minute.
He
in
did
my
a minute
head.
To me once.
I did. And
I said, don't say that again.
Did you ever repeat any of that? It was about the story you guys, I think I talked about it on the podcast when I was really sick in Illinois.
Yeah.
I stripped naked because I had a fever and I woke up naked on the floor in the bathroom.
Classic story.
That means I had to go from my bedroom, walk naked from the bedroom through the hall into the bathroom.
Story about naked little boys, though, from the stage.
I was 16.
Guess what, though? I was naked and I walked across the hall naked. That's the whole story.
I don't remember what the story was.
I do.
It was something funny. I tried
probably
to get a punchline. It wasn't funny. it did not pan out.
Really terrible.
I think I did.
I can't remember where I was when you told me it was that bad.
Yeah, everything else just blocked
like a traumatic
out.
Traumatic life
event. I said it to Hannah. I should have wrote it down, and then maybe that would have delivered better.
Yeah, probably.
I had one that was good.
Yo, yeah, I bet. I had one that was good.
It would have been good a couple years ago. It's not a topical.
Different political climate.
Not topical anymore. Mm. But, yeah. Mm. Funny. Edgy.
I think Trump impressions are getting too easy. People just go with that. I think I would maybe kind of fall back on that.
You think that you would?
Yeah.
This comedy club
is hard
it's
to
terrible.
Do.
It sucks. Terrible comedy
it
club.
It would boot you off the stage. His All voice is tough, though. If you can do his voice really well.
Yeah. You can do it. It's easy funny. To do his cadence.
Yeah.
It's so unique.
His actual voice.
Yeah, his
though.
Voice is crazy. It's like weird New York rich mm-hmm. guy.
So good.
I though. Think I could get it down if I practice.
I think so. Just start talking to your clients.
Yeah.
With the Trump voice.
They'd love it.
Hello, so I'm here to work on your bathroom. It's going to be a beautiful bathroom when it's done. It's going to be the best bathroom.
He's a great sales. Great salesperson.
It. It's going to be done very quickly. One day bathroom. One day old
like
bathroom.
Prison mic right second, now.
Yeah. Just second hand new bathroom.
I pinched him.
And but yeah, let's go do some stand up comedy or at least watch it. It's all gonna be so bad. Ugh.
Yeah. It fills with
no
confidence
way.
Though.
What if there was just some famous comedian that we happen to run into there?
That's just living in Jefferson or visiting.
Visiting.
That would be crazy.
Just stopping in, like, oh, look at this. Kind of a joke of a comedy club.
I think you guys are good spellers. Like
yeah.
Words, spellers.
I actually know that I'm a good speller.
No.
I've gotten significantly worse.
Yeah, since out of school.
Yeah, I think I have too, actually.
It's been really bad.
Yeah. Because I don't read as much. I really need to start reading again. That's the number one thing that'll make you a better speller is reading.
Because you see how the words are.
Yeah, and it's just ingrained in your memory.
That was the dumbest thing.
See how the words are.
Good to see how the words are.
You can spell good. You just see how the words are, and then you can spell.
Right. Very good, okay, Parker. Buddy.
See how they are.
I was a big reader back in the day. I'm actually getting back into it.
Really?
Yeah, it's good for you.
What's the last book you read?
I'm reading.
Once I decided once I get married, I'm gonna start reading.
Bible's a good one.
I'm reading Worship God. It's by Ernest.
Hemingway?
He was that's good.
Well, I know.
Because that's what
I'm going to start reading.
I'm reading
I got a bunch of work books.
It's good.
Read before bed.
Yeah.
Sit there.
Oh.
Feels very good. I learn a lot. Mm-hmm. It's much easier than just looking things up.
I like reading, when they use really big words, it helps you out. Yeah, but that helps with a lot of stuff. Helps you formulate sentences when you're reading a lot.
Yes.
Expands your vocabulary so you can use words you didn't previously, like demure and things like that.
Yeah, wonderful demure.
Yeah, it helps you spell better as well.
I think it's just my spelling. I think my vocabulary is still all right.
Yeah, because you listen to stuff.
Yeah. Listening to podcasts will help.
My vocabulary is good.
But sometimes I'll go to, start writing something down.
My words.
I have to think about it. The biggest thing that I mess up with is double letters. I can't tell if there's this letter twice in a row.
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
Right?
Hmm? Yeah. Summoned. Summoned, I think is what it is.
I think it's two M's.
Give us a hard one. Oh, let me ask ChatGPT to do a spelling.
Summoned. Oh, I'll just do
We can have her give us one. We can have it give us ones progressively harder to spell.
Spell plagiarize.
PLAGAIRIZE. Plagiarize.
Gavin? Do you concur?
Don't pretend like that wasn't concur. Right.
It wasn't.
I don't know.
PLAGIARIZE.
I said AI.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Using too much AI recently.
Conventional.
I can do that one easy.
That's CONVENT.
Write it down. Write it down if you.
I concur.
Yep.
Gosh, the people. Have you seen the Bible? The Bible.
The Bible.
Sword drills. I don't know. Whatever it is. There's a TV show where people.
TV show.
Yeah. These guys have to
bring these guys with autism and they're like Psalms 1:7 and then they're like,
they know it.
And they're like and then they say it out loud.
Or they give them the first four words of the verse, bro. And they have to give them what verse it is and then the rest of the verse.
Yeah, I've seen that as well.
It's
insane. It's crazy. And the way that they say it is always like super like very proper.
They stop and think and they go, "For God so loved the world," mm-hmm. and that's what they start with, and they'll say, "Okay, John 3:16. For God so loved the world, He gave His one and His only Son.
It's awesome.
For everyone who believes
in
Him,
impressive.
Will not perish but have everlasting life." Or whatever. Even they have to even choose the version. I think King James, whatever.
Dang.
Maybe it's all the same, but still insane. But yeah, spelling bees. They did one at my school one time when I was in middle school.
Precision.
Precision?
Mm-hmm.
PRECISION. Precision.
Yeah.
Very good.
Give me progressively harder words to spell.
Progressive. Progressively.
Can you spell progressively?
P-R-O-G-E-A-E-R. P-R-O-G. Man, I didn't even, can't even read my writing.
E-S-S-I-V-E-L-Y.
All right.
That's what I wrote down.
Progressively harder. Ready? Parker, we can start with you.
Oh,
first
gosh.
One, bicycle. Go.
B-I-C-E. Wait.
Oh.
B-I-C-Y-C-L-E?
Yeah. Moderate. Calendar. Gosh.
Moderate.
C-A-L. See, this is what I'm talking about. I don't know if it's two L's.
Calendar.
C-A-L-L-E-N-D-A-R.
One L. Parker got some moderate.
Really?
Oh, my goodness. All right, Gavin. Challenging. Accommodate. This is one where it's like, where's the double letters?
Oh, it's...
Spell it.
A-C-C-O-M...
I-D-A-T.
No. Is it... Accommodate?
Accommodate. Spell it.
A-C-C-O-M-O... A...
D. D-A-T.
I
cannot do it in
this
my
one's head. Weird, bro. Yeah, you go.
O-M-I-D-A-T.
No, it's two A-C-C-O- C's and two M's. A-C-C-O-M-M.
Oh, I knew no...
And then O-D-A-T.
Oh, I get it, because it's ACOM and MoDate put together.
Exactly.
Nobody knows what that is.
MoDate, not my date. Also, you said
this
I.
is confirming that
right,
I'm
difficult.
Idiot.
Onomatopoeia. This one is insane.
Onomatopoeia? I don't know.
O-N-O-M-O.
A-N-O-M-O-N-O-P-E-A.
Onomatopoeia.
Onomatopoeia.
I need to see it.
Onomatopoeia.
Almost, yeah. It's O. You need to see it in order to spell it. Once I see it, I'll be able to spell it, I promise.
Onomatopoeia.
No. Onomatopoeia.
A-T? Right,
this is the last one. Very difficult.
This is
so dumb. A-T.
This is the dumbest.
What?
It's spelling stuff.
Ready for this one?
I do it.
Floxynauchenhilipolification.
Ooh, I don't know. I think that's the one I'm asking.
Floxynauchenhilipolification.
If I spell it perfectly, they're going to come
after
me.
A word meaning the action or habit of estimating something is worthless.
Does it start with F-L-A-U-X?
F-L-O-C-C.
Not even close.
F-L-O-C-C-I-N-A-U-C-I-N-I-H-I-L-I-P-I-L-I-F-I-C-A-T-I-O-N.
See, that's just words.
Progressively
that's just
harder. Progressively
Floxynauchenhilipolification. That was exactly right how you said it. All right, I'm going to have it.
Good. Give us a little easier.
Fascinate.
Let me have it.
A-F-A-C-I-N-A-T-E.
F-A-S-C-I-N-A-T-E.
Let's hear that again.
F-A-S-I-C-N-A-T-E.
Oh, flossino. You said flox.
I'm going to have it do it slowly. Let's see how that sounds.
Flossinosanilipilification. What's that mean?
It means a word meaning the action or habit of estimating something is worthless.
Who even needs a word for that?
Who's estimating something's worth?
Don't need that word. It's like
I would just say, I estimate this
that
is worthless.
Word is useless.
Yeah.
You just floxenophilophilicated.
Floxenophilophilated is floxenophilophilated.
Yeah, that's true.
It is, so it's useless.
So yeah, confirmed.
Yeah, guys, don't
spelling. Confirmed bad speller.
We have what's
in my mind.
We have Siri now to fill, spell for us.
Oh yeah,
autocorrect has done numbers against the spelling of our nation.
Siri worked for his voice.
What did you just say?
Usually,
I don't know.
It only works for one person's voice. You have to program it.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously? Weird.
Hey Siri. Yeah,
it worked.
And I got your watch, too.
No, I didn't do my watch.
No.
Weird.
Whatever.
Yeah, some of Mariah... I've seen, Mariah's students spelling before back at her school in Oregon. And she had some middle schoolers, and it was,
they were locked in?
Rough.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah. And she'll ask them why their spelling's so bad. Like, we have...
She sounds like a great teacher.
We have iPads now.
Dang.
Yeah.
I don't even write anymore.
Why is your spelling so bad?
Why do you guys not know how to do it?
You haven't taught us.
And I remember I had a spell checker,
the
tool.
Yeah.
Like it's literally just called a spell checker.
Yeah.
It doesn't teach you how to spell it right, but it tells you when it's wrong.
Oh, that's cool.
Because I had to write a paper in fourth grade.
That's what when you write a letter in Microsoft Word, it has the red underline if it's spelled wrong.
It was state testing and you could have a spell checker to help you write your paper. But one, you had to write a paper that was just completely just about whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then you had to spell everything right. And you could use a spell checker, but it wouldn't tell you which version of the word is right. I remember which. The word which.
You were casting spells.
Tripping me up. I couldn't remember how to spell it.
Okay.
Or whole. It was a
bad
whole
witch
loaf of bread.
Has a T.
Hmm?
The casting spells witch has a T.
Yeah. Or it's W... H-I-C-H.
That's which one?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the one I didn't I was trying to use, but I spelled it whole. Wit or hole or
you
hole.
Can get hole in school.
W H O. That was one that would trip, like, really? That I had to think of, or weather.
Oh yeah, weather or not, or yeah, like cloud weather.
Yeah.
I never understood getting
all W words.
I've always been locked in on the yours, the theirs, and the twos.
Yes.
Yeah, yours and twos. I never had trouble with theirs. It was always kind of iffy. But yeah, holes I was cool with.
There's a lot of people that don't know which your is proper.
They don't know, a lot of people don't know which hole to use either.
It's true. Whole bread, hole in the ground.
Whole wheat.
Whole wheat.
I always hole just think in your face.
Hole. Put a hole
in your heart. Foods.
Yeah. Yeah. There is easy because it's
also
just like,
holy. It's your L-Y.
Also hole holy. And hole.
It's very holy.
One is the entire thing and a hole is missing something.
Yeah, everything but yeah. the entire
this is
thing.
Everything, yes.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
This is what's not the whole thing.
Maybe that's what screwed you up.
English. Imagine not knowing English, and that's going to be your second language, figuring out how to spell whole versus whole.
You ever do that nines multiplication trick?
Yes.
On your fingers?
Nah, a bunch
no,
of
not
nerds.
On my fingers.
Nerds
in
always
my brain.
Did that, dude. Dude, in my brain.
8-1.
My third grade teacher taught us that.
9-0.
If you want to do.
I always had my
nine
sevens.
9 times 5, put down your fifth finger, you got 45. Yeah. 9 times 6, 54.
Nerds.
9 times 7, 63.
I always had my sevens dialed from playing like Madden and NCAA football.
Oh, yeah.
When I was every real young. Throat. I could do sevens to dang 108.
Yeah. I saw this post that was like, my teacher got me, wanted me to get tested for like autism or something because I was really good at my sevens yeah. multiplication and nothing else. But I really just played so much Madden as a kid.
That's funny.
He was so good at math that she thought he had autism.
I don't know. Maybe that's, I think that's like a spectrum thing where you're like locked in on just one.
Yeah, maybe he was just bad at everything
thing.
Else.
Yeah.
The nines trick was always cool, you know. 9, 18.
So cool.
One goes up, the other goes down. 27.
Oh my gosh.
Nine. Just wrote them all down. It's just in my brain. It's just stuck in there.
What were we talking about before? Before
spelling.
Spelling.
We're talking about spelling. Before that, we were talking about bowls.
Reading.
Reading.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
Fantasy football.
Oh,
league.
We were talking about Colorado being taken over by immigrants.
Oh, yeah. That's
Venezuelan
true.
Gangs, not immigrants.
Our fantasy football league, we mentioned it last episode. I'm going to put a link or I'm going to put a story up on the Gas Boys. And then you message that if you want to do it. Because I saw someone commented.
On YouTube.
But I'll do that. And if. Yeah. If you respond to that, we're going to set up the draft for this Wednesday because the season starts on Thursday, right?
Yeah. It'll be Wednesday mm-hmm. night.
So do Wednesday PM and we'll have to be able to send you the link. So if you don't have like Instagram or anything like that,
email
us.
Because you're going to need your email to sign in too.
Yeah, you'll need email to sign in. So if that's your only way of communicating, send us an email and we'll be looking for that. Then we can do a fantasy league. Mariah might play. Hannah might play. Haley might play, right?
Yeah.
Haven't said anything to
her. We might get Devin to play. He's been on this before. You guys know Devin. So
you know Devin.
It'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
all.
What are our children going to think of us?
They're going to love it.
Yeah.
No, I always thought how cool would it be.
Yeah.
Like if I was a teenager to listen to my dad with his friends when he was my age.
Yeah.
Like,
be
wow,
so cool.
My dad's an idiot. That's so much smarter.
Yeah, dude, I think that'd be sick.
Time capsule.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, state your age, your social security number, everything about
guys,
you.
Guys, send us your credit card information. It's like a time capsule.
You'd be like, wow, look, that was my credit card number back then.
back then, it was so crazy that's what I used to use to pay for stuff.
Now we have our forehead
now,
chips.
Yeah, nowadays I just smack my forehead on the counter and make my goods.
They're the forehead chips that Kamala gave us.
We use our tongue.
What?
Oh my gosh.
You scan your tongue. There's a barcode underneath.
You have to lick the barcodes.
Don't get your tongue cut out because they'll steal your information.
Oh my gosh.
It's intense, bro.
Dang, a lot of cutting things this episode.
Oh, well, yeah.
Kind of gory.
Yeah.
Sorry about the other stuff earlier.
Yeah, I'm going to bleep out most of it so it's unrecognizable what you said.
No.
Yeah, maybe you should.
Maybe it's just natural.
It's not inappropriate.
No.
It's what I did. That's what you do to cattle.
Yeah, and you didn't do anything inappropriate.
You guys ever had steer before? Steer is a castrated cow. A bull.
What do you mean, have you had it?
You eat, when you eat burgers and stuff like that, that's what you eat is a steer.
Oh, yeah.
Because it tastes better.
Really?
Yeah,
no testosterone ruining the meat.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's why you do that.
Mm. Kill them young, too, unfortunately.
You do it young. They drop, you cut, basically.
Just the circle of life.
What are you going to do? Sorry.
Thanks for listening this week, guys. Hope you have a wonderful Tuesday and a great rest of your week. Peace out.